Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 在这里呢要预祝大家马年欣喜，马年吉祥。
Hi everyone, I'm Diana. Welcome back and Happy Year of the Horse.
对，那马年快要到了，今天呢我跟戴安娜除了给大家拜年，还要教大家一些英语里面非常有意思的跟马相关的表达哈。那其实在中文很多非常好的马相关的成语，比如说马到成功，然后在英语里面其实也不少。
That's right.
但 我发现在英语里的这些跟马相关的就怪怪的，就各种各样的 meaning 我们等一下一一来跟大家分享。但是呢节目一开始还是要先说说基本的，就是马年英语叫做
We call that the year of the horse.
对，那所以呢我们不同的生肖年哈，英语的固定模式就是 the year of the 那个 animal.
Right.
但在口语里面是不是你就也可以说 like happy year of the horse, 就不一定要 the year?
Yeah, I think the first the is, it can be optional depending on the context.
对，但那 second 就是在动物前面的那个 the, 你就不要漏掉。
Right. 嗯，
好，讲到马，它的发音我觉得也可以注意一下。有的时候我们可能把它和房子有点 confuse。
Right. So that's the difference between house and horse.
Horse 是一个 or 的音，对吧？就是 or, 就 A or B. 所以你就要记住是 whore or horse.
Right.
谈到我属马，英语要怎么讲呢？
You would say I'm a horse.
好，那这里又要注意了哈，虽然这个马年是 the year of the horse, 但是说到你属什么的时候呢，要变成啊，你不能讲 I'm the horse.
Oh, right.
那个听起来也蛮可爱的，世界上只有一匹最好的马就是你。属马的人属马的人唯你独尊， I'm the horse.
Yeah.
OK, 那这个我们也容易理解了，因为这个属马的人很多嘛， you are one of them, so you are a horse,
right? Exactly.
哎，戴安娜，你是属什么的？
Right, so I'm a goat, which would be next year.
Oh, so 明年是本命年, your animal year.
Right. What about you, Jenny? What's your Chinese zodiac?
我是属狗的, I'm a dog. 所以问别人属什么, 你可以讲 what's your Chinese zodiac?
Right, because the zodiac that most people are familiar with has to do with the months of the year.
就是星座。所以我们这里说到属相, 我们就 Chinese zodiac.
Right.
好，那再回到马，其实马在所有的生肖十二生肖里面就算是一个非常受欢迎的，因为你看到一匹马就想到那种骏马，是吧？象征着这种生命力，象征着胜利，然后不断的奔驰继续前行。
Right, so I think what you're talking about are like wild horses, right? A lot of people might call them stallions, especially if they'rematale horses.
啊，对， stallion 就是一匹骏马。
Right.
Stallion 是男生的马哈。
Yes, and for female horses, we would call those mares.
Mares.
M-A-R-E.
Stallions and mares. 但不管怎么样，他们曾经都是一匹小 pony.
Yes, small horse.
讲到 pony, 现在在国内蛮多的，就甚至商场里面都有小朋友学骑马的。So they'll have like a few ponies and kids can just go and learn 骑马叫什么 horse riding?
Yes, horse riding or horseback riding.
因为是坐在马背上哈。Have you ever tried it?
I've tried it once.And it was probably at a more touristy location. And it was interesting. I thought it would be more smooth because the horse was going at a pretty slow pace, but it's interestingly quite bumpy.
就你以为是风平浪静，因为看着它好像就慢慢的在那里走，
right. Yeah,
是旅游景点有人牵着，但真的坐上去 特别你如果骑的是一个 full-sized 马、
yeah.
很高 once you are on the horseback 一个这么高还有一个它动的时候你心里肯定会有点害怕 right?
yeah, just a little bit. This was a full-grown horse, but you know, they have four legs, so when, even at a slow pace, you're going to feel each of that leg kind of moving beneath you.
好，那说到马呢，我们最常联想到的，我就想到内蒙的大草原啊，马在奔驰。那在英语里面呢，我们也会用一些比较特定的动词来形容它的这个 action and movements, right?
That's right. When it comes to horses moving, there are some very interesting verbs we would use.
我们从慢到快好了、okay. 你刚刚说的那个马虽然慢但你也害怕它应该不是在奔驰不是在跑哈、
mm-hmm, Right, so this horse that I was on was going more at like a trotting pace
Trotting, T-R-O-T 这个就是马这样一步一步、mm-hmm. 比较慢慢的是吧
Right, right So a trot is going to be a little bit faster than walking, but definitely slower than a gallop.
Gallop, G-A-L-L-O-P. 这个就是很快的速度吧?
Yes, pretty much as fast as horses will go.
Full speed, huh? Charging ahead, 就是往前冲刺。Right. So 比如 horse races, 赛马啦,或者就是说在内蒙, vast green pasture,A horse can definitely gallop.
That's right.
而且我想到 gallop 的就是比什么 running 啊什么好像一个是速度更快还有一个就真特别有气势 like full of presence.
Right, very carefree, you could say.
那我们今天最后有一些春节这个马年祝福语啊也会用到这些很好的动词。但是呢现在我们想跟大家分享一些在口语里面常用的和马和 horse 有关的表达。
That's right. So in English, we do have a lot of idioms regarding horses.Okay, so this first one is a dark horse.
黑马，这个中文我不知道是不是从英语来的哈，大家都知道它的意思啦，就是一个让人很 surprise 的一个人最后赢了，是吧？
Actually, this phrase is kind of new to me, so I had to do a bit of research. The word dark here means mysterious or unknown.
啊，就是之前名不见经传，就神秘的，没有人知道它，所以它是 in the dark.
Right, right. And this is very similar to maybe another term some of you guys know about, which is underdog.
你们很 confusing 哎，到底是马还是狗？
Well, with the underdog, it's kind of someone that's expected to lose, whereas a dark horse is just an unknown competitor.
How a dark horse? 那接下来要看的这个表达呢是特别我孩子小的时候啊我常常跟他们说你不要这么做 Stop doing that.
Right, so this next one, a lot of parents might tell their kids to stop horsing around.
所以英语还真是有意思有创意啊这个马这里就变成一个动词 To horse around 是他们在打打闹闹而且是有一点 out of control 是吧
Yeah, it definitely is when, you know, kids are playing but they're doing it in a rougher way like they might get hurt
对可能玩太开心了就有点过头有点野蛮甚至会有些危险，所以这时候父母就会出面 ，like stop horsing around， 这样。
Mm-hmm, right.
那再接下来的这个，我觉得跟这个 horsing around 也有点联系，好像就是觉得马是一个比较 wild， 就像你前面说的，比较野的动物嘛。
Yes, this next one is hold your horses.
Hold your horses. 它是什么意思呢？
So this is usually when maybe someone is literally.Maybe going a bit too fast, you know, maybe talking a little too fast or getting very, very excited about something and perhaps going a little bit too far in the future and just jumping to conclusions. So you might tell someone like this to hold their horses.
其实它很形象，你就可以想象成有一只马一直要往前冲，但这个时候它往前冲可能是危险的，或者就像达亚娜讲的，它有几个不同的层面，也许是真的开车开得很快 ，hold your horses，但是很多时候它也是我们的 thinking 想的就是有点太草率 ，right，like a little
getting ahead of yourself，
所以这个时候呢要。Hold your horses. 慢一点，停一下，冷静一下。
And actually, speaking of slowing down, the next one is work like a horse. To basically work very hard, very diligently, and with determination.
So very 拼，就是
Exactly.
拼命工作 ，work like a horse. 所以，如果你最近特别忙，或者你自从工作以来一直都很拼很忙，你可以说 I've been working like a horse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All my life. 或者有的时候阶段性嘛 ，I've been working like a horse lately. 是吧？最近。
Right. Yes.
好，那今天最后要分享的一个跟马相关的说法是。
Get off your high horse.
让大家猜猜看啊，这大概是什么意思？坐在一匹特别高的马上面，骑在一匹特别高的马上面，然后有一个人跟你说 ，Hey, get off your high horse. 从上面下来。
Right.
So, 顾名思义。
Stop being so arrogant and kind of come down to reality.
Arrogant, 特别高傲，特别傲慢 that's the key.
Mm-hmm.Yes.
因为你想象一个人如果骑在一匹骏马上面高高在上气势凌人别人都在他下面、
yeah.
而且因为马特别在以前啊就是要皇室贵族 right royal family nobility could afford 所以真的就是骑马的那些人的 status 都特别高 and so goes their attitude perhaps
yes exactly and so a lot of times it's not just telling someone like oh stop being arrogant or condescending usually it implies that this person needs to apologize for something or admit that they made a mistake and to also seeThe reality of the situation from other people's perspective.
要回到现实是吧？
Mm-hmm,
然后从你的这个骏马上面下来 ，get off your high horse. Okay, 那我们今天节目的最后呢 ，let's cap today's show with some 马年吉祥语祝福语。
Perfect. Let's get started with the first one. May you triumph like a horse arriving at the finish line.
哇，这句话你想的真好，因为 triumph 就是胜利嘛，凯旋。
That's right. Soar to victory, maybe.
所以呢，这个就是马到成功。So may you triumph like a horse. 很不错哈，马年收到这个很相关的、很贴切 relevant 的祝福语。
You could also say, may you triumph in the year of the horse.
可以有一些变化哈。总之，我觉得 triumph 凯旋是一个特别好的动词，因为就联系到马到成功。诶，我们前面不是看了 to gallop 骏马奔驰，能不能把这个词也用在祝福语里面
？Yes, so we could say may your dreams gallop into reality in the year of the horse.
就是希望你的所有的梦想哈 dreams 都奔驰变为现实 gallop into reality.
Right. And it's a very nice kind of visual of just seeing your dreams becoming a reality.
大家可以用各种 AI program 做一下做一个图然后把我们今天所有教的这些英语祝福语配进去。
That's a good idea.
用豆包做一下哈。好那我们今天最后还有一句马年吉祥语想送给大家的。
Right, so this one is, may you charge into the year of the horse with courage and determination.
Okay, so charge, charge into. 它跟 gallop 差不多是吧？都有一个就是全力奔跑、全力奔驰的意思。
I would say maybe charge is kind of like focused, you know, you maybe have this goal in mind and you are galloping towards that.
所以你用到了就是要有 courage, 要有 determination, 你的 focus 只有这一个、
yes.
是吧
Exactly.
很专注的，很有决心的。那我们就祝愿大家啦，都能 you know, may all your dreams gallop into reality and may you charge into the year of the horse with courage and determination.
But also just a reminder that, you know, for the week that you have off to really rest, relax, and recharge.
Probably been working like a horse
yes.
the whole year. 对, so 这段时间真的好好休息。And of course, spend time with your family and friends, all the people who you love and love you.
That's right. You deserve a break.
好呢，也非常感谢大家在过去一年对我们所有的支持。It really means a lot. 感谢大家，我们马年再见。
And I similarly would also like to express my thanks to Jenny and to all of you guys for giving me the chance to come back onto this podcast and, you know, talk about different topics. And hopefully, I'll be able to record many more in the Year of the Horse.
对，这也是我们大家的希望。好，谢谢大家的收听，马年再见。
Happy Year of the Horse. Until next time, bye.